Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
This is All Things Considered on KNKX. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been covering the Capitol for 16 years for public radio stations across the Northwest, including this one. And as lawmakers convene their 2020 legislative session, we asked him to take us on a tour and show us how he navigates the epicenter of state government. First stop, the rotunda of the legislative building. We're standing right near the seal of the state in the middle of the rotunda floor. Is this a good place for a reporter to be when you're trying to cover the news, or is this the worst place for a reporter to be?
It is sort of like Grand Central Station. But what's important to remember is that the legislature has its own different seasons. There are times during the legislature when all the action is actually happening in the office buildings where the committee rooms are. And so there's not a lot happening in the Capitol, even if they're in session. And then during the periods of time when they're on the floor, this building is full. All the lobbyists are hanging out here using the couches, on their phones, sitting on the stairs, and this is the place to be. That's one of the great things about covering a state legislature is the accessibility. These are citizen lawmakers. You can stop them. We know each other on a first-name basis. Obviously, we have professional relationships and boundaries, but you do develop relationships. You get to know them, their backstories, and just the ability to, whether you're having a conversation about, hey, what are you doing for the holidays, or how was your summer, or what's happening with that bill? Where do you see this go? You know, help me peer around the corner. You can have those conversations here, and people are very available.
I feel like I might be asking you to give away your fishing spots, but as we're here in the Capitol, I have to ask if there's a place that you position yourself to make sure you can get that lawmaker or get the comment you need for a newscast spot that we're going to hear in the afternoon on KNKX.
Well, let's take a walk up the stairs here, and I'll show you some of the, they're not necessarily dark corners, but they're places where it's often a, if you're doing your walk and you want to talk to people, these are places to check out. Probably the secret best fishing spot is what we call the wings, so the wings of the House and the Senate. With a badge, a media badge, I can get into the wings. And the great thing there is lobbyists aren't allowed in, so we're not competing with them. And that's where you have real access to the lawmakers during session, because they're coming on and off the floor, coming in and out of the caucus room, and we can buttonhole them there.
So you've been covering the legislature since the 2004 session. That is longer than a lot of lawmakers have been in the legislature. Do you see the look on freshman lawmakers' faces? Is it like a high school freshman? Is it this look of strickenness as you come into this place for the first time?
I'm a nice guy. I'll show them where the bathroom is. But yes, no, I think there is absolutely. If you're new here, it's overwhelming. And even though they do all sorts of orientations for the new members, they are a little bit deer in the headlights. They're certainly a little bit wary of the reporters. You know, what's your deal? How are you going to quote me? They're trying to just get up to speed. So oftentimes they also kind of get ignored and neglected because they're not in a committee chairmanship. They're not in leadership. They're not moving the chess pieces on the chessboard yet. But it's also really important to get to know them because they will be the future leaders.
Austin leads me out of the rotunda and down a hallway where we stop at a big wooden doorway.
So I'll take you guys into the governor's office here in the lobby.
He goes to the front counter and asks to see Governor Jay Inslee's chief of staff, David Postman.
Hi, David.
Hi, Austin. What's happening?
My friends from KNKX are here. Ed Ronco, Jeffrey Reddick.
Nice to meet you, David. Thanks for letting us drop by.
Of course, yeah.
There must be a lot of traffic in and out of this office, and I imagine that your job, to some degree, is gatekeeping for the governor and making sure that the important stuff gets to his desk and the other stuff stays off.
That's right, and it also depends on the day, right? It's not always a value of what how important is the issue, but what's the rest of happening that day. It's highly unlikely that you can just walk up the street and get an appointment. He gets scheduled down to the minute. But it's also not unheard of him for him to come through here and see people and end up talking to them and throws the rest of his schedule off, particularly during the legislative session when the building is very lively.
You covered the Capitol for the Seattle Times. Does working now in the governor's office, working in state government, change the way you reflect on your time as a reporter?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. You think about what's different than how you imagined it to be. And I was a political reporter my whole career, 20-some years, and thought I had a pretty good idea of what goes on inside. You don't until you're there. It's also not as exciting or dramatic as you would think it is. And Austin can attest to this. Sometimes I can get frustrated at the way the story is told on the outside, and that's hard. And frankly, it's been hard. I mean, I've lost friends because of the change. You know, a lot of reporters very truly, deeply believe that what I'm doing is immoral. This is the dark side. And when I started with the governor, when he took office in 2013, I was the communications director before I was chief of staff, and I did that for 3 years. It was really hard, yeah. It took me a while to adjust to what that was and to not try to fight with all my old friends. And then I became chief of staff, and I thought, yeah, this is a better place for me. I need to be maybe one step removed from some of that.
David Postman, thank you.
Thanks.
The governor himself does not make an appearance in the lobby today, and we leave the office and head out into the chilly air on the north steps of the Capitol. Has being in this world for as long as you've been covering Olympia changed your view of our democratic process writ large?
I just wish people paid more attention to what was happening in their state capital. I think it's so easy to focus on, you know, what your city council is doing, what's happening or not happening in D.C., and to completely overlook state government. I also think we're in this era where people are passionately expressing themselves on social media and electronically, and then we see voter turnout in an off-year election that's under 50%. So I think about participation and what that looks like and what a healthy democracy looks like. I'm not cynical. I think by and large, we tend to live in a fairly open government, transparent state where there is not rampant corruption. But I also think that if people and the press aren't paying attention, that if not corruption, bad habits can form.
So when you go into this session in 2020, how are you thinking about covering it yourself as opposed to how you might have been thinking about covering it 10 years ago?
For me, it's a Venn diagram. It's the overlay of trend lines. And where are we going? What's happening? For instance, an aging population. It's the systems and asking how well are they working? How robust are they to deal with the trend lines? And then fundamentally, it's who are the people who are affected? For instance, do we have an adequate adult protection system in place to serve vulnerable adults at a time when we know we have an aging population and a silver tsunami happening? That's how I'm starting to think about how to cover this place in state government for the wider audience.
Well, Austin Jenkins, thank you so much for showing us around the state capitol campus.
Thanks for coming down. Thanks for your interest. I'd love to show people around, and this is a great place.